speak with you about the validity of the Holy Bible, especially in these days. We hear many voices attacking the Holy Bible and attacking its validity. And in many schools, they are teaching biblical criticism. And our youth facing every day many doubts directed to the validity of the Holy Bible. The validity of the Holy Bible first can be proved by its unity. If you know that the Holy Bible was written in more than 1600 years, and it is written by more than 40 persons, you will be amazed when you read through the Holy Bible and discover and feel its amazing unity. How a book written during more 1600 years and written by more than 40 persons have this unity, and you don't feel any difference when you read either in Genesis or Revelation? Keeping in mind the different personalities of the different writers. For example, we have the king like David. We have the fisherman like Peter. We have the physician like Luke. We have the farmer and the sycamore collector like Amos. And keeping in mind the different circumstances of writing the different scriptures. For example, St. Luke wrote his Gospel and the Book of Acts while he was traveling with St. Paul. And Jeremiah wrote his book while he was in prison. Same thing for St. Paul, who wrote some books of his letters while he was in prison. Moses, the prophet, for example, wrote his books while he was in desert. And John, the beloved, wrote the Revelation while he was in the exile. And of course, in these different circumstances, we expect that they expressed their feelings in different ways. But we don't feel this difference when we read the Bible. Some people wrote their books while they are extremely glad and happy, like Joshua, because he wrote his book after he entered the promised land, and he was exceedingly happy. And others wrote their books while they are sorrowful and extremely grieved, like Jeremiah, because of the captivity. But all these differences didn't affect the unity of the Holy Bible. Keeping in mind also the different language used in the Holy Bible, some scriptures were written in Hebrew, others in Greek, and others were written باللغة الأرامية اللي هي اللغة التي مستخدمة في الشرق الأوسط في الوقت ده. And they wrote it from different places. The Holy Bible was written in three continents. Some books were written in Asia, others in Africa, and others in Europe. But in spite of all these differences, we feel the unity of the Holy Bible. The main theme of the Holy Bible is Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, the first five books of the Old Testament are full of many symbols of our Lord Jesus Christ, like the Ark of Noah. Isaac himself was an example for the robe, Joseph, the Passover lamb, the manna, the rock out of which they drank the water, the sacrifices, the tabernacle of meeting. All these are examples and symbols of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in other scriptures that tell us about the history of the children of Israel, we find many figures that became also examples of our Lord Jesus Christ, like Joshua, some judges, and some prophets and kings. When we read in the prophecies, there are so many prophets about our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the New Testament, the four Gospels spoke about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Acts speaks about the spread of faith all over the world and the spread of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ in everywhere in the world. The letters tell us how to live according to the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the book of Revelation, we see Christ sitting on his throne. So, from the first book, Genesis, to the last book, Revelation, you will find that our Lord Jesus Christ, through prophets, through symbols, through examples, through figures, and his life on earth, his teachings, and in heaven. And if you make this comparison between, for example, the first few chapters in the Bible and the last chapters in the Bible, you will find many similarities. For example, in the first chapter of Genesis, tells us about the creation of heaven and earth. And the last chapter in Revelation tells us about new heaven and new earth. In second chapter of Generation, we read about the first wedding, Adam and Eve. And in the second chapter, from the end of Revelation, we read about the wedding ceremony between Christ and the Church. In the third chapter of Genesis, we read about the old serpent that deceived Adam and Eve. And in the third chapter, from the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we read about devil, the serpent, and the war between the devil and the church. In the third chapter of Genesis, we read about the lost paradise and at the end of the book of Revelation, we read about the paradise that we receive again through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in the book of Genesis about the tree of life and how the Lord prevented Adam and Eve to eat from this tree of life. But in the last chapters of Revelation, we read about the tree of life that gives healing to the all the nations. And if you know that the time difference between Genesis and Revelation is about 1600 years, will be a minute, there are six similarities between these two books. If we try to understand what is the reason of this similarity, the only explanation that every word in the Holy Bible is written by the Holy Spirit. Not a single word came through with man, but both the writers were inspired with the Holy Spirit and they wrote the Bible. When you read the Bible, you don't feel that it's old. I'd like you to get a book that was written, 200 or 300 years ago, and try to read it. And you will find how difficult to read this book. And you'll find the different mentality and the different way of thinking. But when you read the Bible, you don't feel this. For example, when you pray using the Psalms, you find many verses expressing your own feelings and telling you about feelings inside your heart as if you are the one who writes. You feel it is new and suitable for every age and for every time. There is no book in the world that can get the attraction of all the people other than the Bible. For example, the children, when they listen to the stories of the Bible, they become attracted to it. The Bible is full of many interesting stories for the children. Goliath and David, Daniel in the lion with him, and many stories. You'll find how the children are attracted to these stories. And the other read the Bible and find the depth of the meaning. If you are just a beginner in the spiritual way, you will find many commandments and lessons helping you to progress in your spiritual life. And if you are advanced in the spiritual way, again, you will find commandments and lessons teaching you how to grow more and more. If a person with limited amount of education or no education listens to the Bible, he will find many lessons helpful to him. And if a professor reads the Bible, you will be amazed about the philosophy and the depth and the wisdom of its words. If I in trouble or in joy, in sickness or in hardships, in victory or defeat, in any circumstances, I find a word of comfort in the Bible. There is no book in the world can comfort you in these different circumstances. The Holy Bible, like encyclopedia, you read in the Holy Bible about the relation between man and God, and about relation between man and his brethren. And you read about God's economy for the salvation of human beings. And how can you meet the Lord, touch him, feel him, and follow him? That's from the spiritual point of view. But as encyclopedia, you will find many informations regarding, you know, the nature, physics, biology, medicine, everything, history. That's why the Bible was distributed and still is distributed every year. You know, every year more than 15 million copies is distributed. The Holy Bible is translated to more than 1,280 languages. I don't think that there is any book in the world was translated into all these languages. Not only this, but many people try to attack the Holy Bible. And the Holy Bible remains until today as a mountain in front of all these attacks. For example, during the time of communism, they tried to burn and they prohibited people to read it. But the Bible remains and things appear. Voltaire, the French atheist said, after 100 years, the Christianity will disappear from the world. And he passed away 1778. But, you know, Voltaire died. And after 50 years of his death, his house became the first center to publish and distribute the Holy Bible. In year 303, Diocletianus ordered to burn the Holy Bible and persecute the Christians. But where is Diocletianus now? And where is the Holy Bible now? The Holy Bible remains, but he died. The Holy Bible has a wonderful influence on our spirits and our souls. A person like Augustine, when he read some passages from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, these passages changed his life. That's why Gandhi said about the Holy Bible, "The Holy Bible is the crown of all the books, and Sermon on the Mountain is a precious fear in this crown." If you read the Holy Bible and see how many prophecies fulfilled, you will be amazed, because more than 1500 prophecy was fulfilled in detail. For example, Noah prophesied about his three children. He said about Sam, "Blessed be the Lord God of Sam." And Sam went to Asia. And the blessing of the Lord was in Asia. Almost most of prophets were born in Egypt, and our Lord Jesus Christ came from the children of Sam, and he was born in Palestine, that's Egypt, part of Egypt. And Noah said about Japheth, "May the Lord open to Japheth and let him dwell in the dwellings of Sam." Japheth is the person who went to Europe. And Japheth's children, they came here to America and Australia. And when Noah said, "May he dwell in the land of Sam," that happened. During the history, we find that the Europeans, they lived in Asia. The Greeks, then the Romans, then the Italians, and so on. During the time of occupation. But regarding Ham, Noah didn't say anything, but he said about his son Canaan, he cursed him. And Ham went to Africa and the western part of Asia. And because he was cursed by his father, that's why, you know, many nations in Africa until now, they are living in, you know, the darkness of ignorance, poverty, cannot go through all the prophets, but I mentioned a prophecy about the land of Egypt. You read in Isaiah 19:19, a prophecy about Egypt. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of Egypt. In the Old Testament, they couldn't worship outside Jerusalem, as the Lord commanded them. So when Isaiah said about altar to the Lord in the land of Egypt, it is not the altar of the Old Testament, because they cannot worship outside Jerusalem. That's why you read in the Gospels, during any feast, all the Jews from everywhere in the world go to Jerusalem to worship. So this prophecy about the New Testament, and this prophecy was fulfilled literally. You know, if you draw a line from north to south in Egypt and from east to west, these two lines will meet in a point. This point is the place of El Muharraq Monastery, and there is a chapel exactly in the middle of the land of Egypt, and there is an altar to the Lord in the middle of the land of Egypt. And many prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read, for example, Psalm 22, as if David was sitting in front of the cross and writing this psalm, he explaining and describing the crucifixion in detail, as if he's watching what's happening. And the same for Isaiah. When you read some chapters in Isaiah, you will be amazed how accurately Isaiah described the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why fathers of the church like to call Isaiah, you know, the writer of the fifth gospel, and consider the book of Isaiah as the fifth gospel. Even in science, the Holy Bible mentions many details, very accurate, scientific. In Isaiah 14:22, Isaiah described, you know, the earth like a sphere. And that was 2,000 years before Galileo discovered that, you know, the Earth is like a sphere, because he discovered this in the 16th century. The gravity. You know, they believe that the earth is resting upon a big beast, a large beast with two horns, and the earth resting on these two horns. But before they discover the gravity and how, you know, all these planets, through the power of gravity, they are, you know, existing in balance. We read in Job 26 verse, he said, who suspended earth on nothing. It's a prophecy about the gravity of the earth. The manuscripts, they found it now. All the manuscripts prove the accuracy and the validity of the Holy Bible. And they found many scriptures and it's exactly the same like what we have. And I think most of you heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm not trying to speak about this. Anyway, I think that's enough. But there are many, many proofs regarding the validity of the Holy Bible. And maybe this lecture becomes motive to some of you, especially the youth, to do more researches about this point, because as I told you in the beginning, we are facing right now many attacks directed to the accuracy and the validity of the Holy Bible. May the Lord enlighten our hearts and our minds to listen and to know His holy word and good deeds to help everyone.
أروني بك وتبكي.